Hi, God bless you, dear, and thank you very, very much for tuning in. I'm sure you all have done extremely well in your midterm examination. The first six chapters of marketing principle were there for your midterm exam. And if you have done that very well, which you are sure, I am sure you have, let's go ahead with your end term. Now, as you all know, that end term 80% weightage. Wow. Okay, so please pay attention. Very easy if you understand. So let us go to chapter number 7 of marketing principle, which is managing distribution channel and physical distribution. So I, Dr. Bhattacharya, am going to explain you this chapter very easy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have already seen that for any product or any business, for example, to be successful, we need to take care of the marketing mix. And we spoke about the four P's of marketing. One was product, which we have already done. Second was pricing, that also we have done. And now in this chapter, we are going to talk about place. And place is distribution. Place means physical distribution. So in this chapter, we are going to talk about how do you manage the distribution channels and the physical distribution. Dear friends, what are we going to learn in this chapter? One, we are going to understand what is the definition and the role of channels when it comes to distribution. Two, we are going to talk about marketing flow in the channel system. Three, we are going to talk about channel choices. We are going to look at distribution and channel conflict and how is there and how do we manage and solve that. We'll take up a small capsule on direct marketing, and last but not the least, we'll talk about physical distribution. So these are the various elements that we are going to cover in this particular chapter. Let me start off by telling you what is distribution. See, very simple. What is distribution? Any product. Suppose I'm a consumer, I want to buy a product. I saw a retail ad or I saw an advertisement in the newspaper or on the TV, and I go to buy that product. Now that product should be available at the place where I want to buy that product for. If it's a consumer product, I need to be available in the shop. So what does manufacturer or marketer needs to do? Anything and everything that we do to see that goods reaches from the manufacturer to the end consumer, all of them is distribution. In a very short layman terms, I can say that. And the various intermediaries in between, which actually helps to see that the goods reaches from the manufacturer to the consumer, are called as intermediaries, called as middlemen, called as channels. And this is called as distribution channel. Dear friend, if you ask me, sir, how do you define distribution channel? I say distribution channel can be defined as a set of independent marketing institutions who are participating in this marketing activities. And they are involved in the movement and the flow of goods or services from the producer to the ultimate consumer. Anything and everything, I told you, which is done from the producer to the consumer is called as distribution and distribution channels. Dear friends, we are going to talk about it. What are these channels and how these channels work? So, marketing institutions considered as channel components are, who are they? Dear friends, A, all kinds of merchant middlemen, such as the wholesaler, such as the retailer, such as the agent, are all these middlemen who are there, who helps reach the goods from the producer to the end consumer, is channel. We will understand this in a little more as we move ahead. Two, all kinds of middlemen, such as commission agent, such as brokers, such as warehouse keepers, and so many others are there, dear. These are called as agent middlemen. The route of channel therefore includes both the manufacturer and the ultimate consumer, as well as all the intermediaries. What are intermediaries? Very simple, dear. Intermediaries are all those people in between. And the role of channels of distributions are what? Very crucial. Distribution channels, dear friends, have a distinct role in the successful implementation of the marketing plans and strategies. Understand, you have a great product. The product price is also done very well. Promotion is also done well. You know, now the consumer knows, wow, this is a great product, and you go to buy the product in the marketplace and the product is not available. Dear friends, whatever we did to see that the consumer comes to buy the product is good, price is right, but the product is not available, I mean, what will you do? Oh, business is gone, dear. So understand, dear, it's so crucial. The channels perform the following marketing functions. What are those? One, it searches out the buyers and the sellers. Is it not? Distributor, they search. Who can we buy it from? The manufacturer. And who could we sell it to? Right? So it does both the things. Two, it matches to see. And what do you match? You match goods to the requirements of the market. You need to understand what is the market and what is the good that this market requires. So these people match them. Number three, they offer products in the form of the original pack. It may be assortments of packages of items, and these should be acceptable to the end consumer or to the user. Dear friends, they perform such crucial function. Fourth, they help, they influence, they persuade the prospective customers to see that they favor and buy the certain product and its maker. Maker is a manufacturer. So they help and do personal selling. They help and probably sometimes even give sales promotion to push the product. We'll see that afterwards in subsequent chapter, maybe the next chapter. Push the product. Dear friends, they help because these are the people who are in touch with the consumer. The middlemen, you know, it goes, these are the people we'll see there. And therefore they persuade the next level to see that they buy the product, they push the product, they support the product, they go and sell the product. So they probably do and play a great role here. Fifth point, they implement pricing strategies in such a manner that would be acceptable to the buyers and ensure effective distribution. Now here, what do I mean? Now some people may feel, do distributors decide the price of the product? The answer is no, no and no. What I meant here was that the distributors helps give very genuine, realistic feedback to the company that, sir, the consumers are finding this product high price, and therefore probably, you know, the sales are not happening. Now the company obviously will do their own research and find this out and not go only by what the distributors are telling you, but yet they are a very, very important feedback point. So, you know, sometimes there are certain discounts called as trade discounts which are given to the distributor. Now the distributors probably, depending on the product or service that they are marketing, sometimes gets a free hand to play with that margin. For an example, if you see, when we go and buy, let's say a Coke from a D-Mart, What happens is you see the MRP of the product is, let's say, 65 rupees. They say 20 rupees off and you buy it at 45. Now see, the company has got an MRP of 65. But these people probably have negotiated and got good rates from the manufacturer because of bulk volumes that they have purchased. And maybe they have got it at, let's say, 40 rupees. So because they got it at 40 rupees, the MRP is 65 rupees, they may use some schemes to push the product and probably may feel 5 rupees is a good margin if we are able to sell the product faster and probably give you, keep buy this product MRP 65 rupees, DMart price 45. And I am sure that many of big retailers, you go to Vijay Sales, you want to buy some electronic item, they say VSP, you know, Vijay Sales price, you know, value, whatever pricing they give. What happens is that, so this is where I am talking about. So they don't decide, please be clear, they don't decide the pricing of the product per se, but probably once it comes to them, they probably decide what is the price at which they would like to push the product. However, a word of caution here, certain companies, big companies, may not allow them to do so also. Like for example, Apple. If you go to anywhere where Apple products are available, you will see most and all of the retailers have to sell it at the same price. We spoke in pricing chapter and we talked about MRP that time. Is it not? So some people may not allow, but certain people probably, especially in an FMCG sector, distributors or big retailers may use this tactics. So therefore, implementing pricing strategies. 6 point. Looking after all physical distribution functions. And what are these functions? I'm going to cover this up in the subsequent slides. 7. Participating actively in the creation and establishment of the market if it's a new product. Let us understand here, they come there and they help create the market because they go and talk to the consumer and probably, you know, help sell and create and help create a market. Plays a very important role. Point number 8, they offer pre and even after sales services to the customer. Look at any kind of products which requires after sales service. It could be an air conditioner. You buy a product, okay, and you get in. Now you require the air conditioner to be serviced, let's say 4 times a year. Now these distributors probably arrange that because first year the service may be free. They help you to do that. I'm not saying they give the service. They may have some party who give you the service, but they are very, very, very an important factor to do that, sir. Is it not? Point number 9, they transfer the new technology to the user along with the supply of products and playing the role of change agents. See, understand, it could be a technologically superior product. Let's say IT products. I manufacture an IT product and I sell it to a distributor. Now the distributor goes and tells the consumer, you know, if he's meeting or the next, if the agent buys it, agent goes and talks to the wholesaler goes and talks to the retailer, and the retailer goes and talks to the consumer. If it's an FMCG product, if it's a business product, it could be direct dealing, as we will see. Maybe I as a business directly sell to you. So what do we do? The middlemen, what do we do? They go and probably understand the technology and explain the technology to them. So there, they play a very, very vital role. For an example, you know, in the agricultural green revolution in our country, these middle people are playing a great role, is it not? So look at there, what are the different crucial roles that these distributors or the channel plays. Number 10, Provide feedback. I've already spoken about it. Provide feedback to the company. Marketing intelligence as to what is happening in the marketplace. What is the competitor doing in their area? What is it that they need to do for their area? They give a lot of feedback to the manufacturer. Give a lot of marketing intelligence. What is happening in their area helps even in forecasting of sales. And these are very crucial, sir. And therefore, if you look at many big companies, say that distributors are their partners in business. Is it not? We are partners in business, dear. Number 11, they offer credit to the retailer. If a company may offer a credit to the agent, maybe 7 days, 10 days, that agent offers credit to the wholesaler, maybe 20 days. The wholesaler offers credit to the retailer, maybe 30 days. And the retailer, depending on his relationship with the buyer, may take cash or may give credit. Depends on the retailer and the relationship with the consumer. Dear friends, so what is happening is that at every level of intermediary in a channel, they play these roles. 12th point, risk bearing with reference to stock holding. See, when a distributor buys the stock and pays to the company, it's a risk, is it not? You don't know whether the stock will move. You don't know when the stock will move. But you take a risk of business. And therefore, they are people who actually purchase from the manufacturer and bears risk on the inventories which they carry. So dear friends, we looked at a few important crucial role that these channels or intermediaries in the channel play when it comes to distribution. With that, let's look at what are the marketing flow in a channel system. See, you have a manufacturer or a producer. Now producer sell the product, let's take a FMCG example. The producer sells the product to the wholesaler. Now when they sell the product to the wholesaler, they give the possession of the physical good to them. They give the title of that particular product which they sell to them. They negotiate and give them a price. They promote the product and give them. And obviously the wholesaler buys the product, pays back to the company and passes information in both the way, forward and backward. These wholesalers then take the product up down to the retailer. Now here again they transfer the possession of the goods and the title to them, promote the product, negotiate both ways, because you know, say both way negotiation is done. They negotiate both ways. Payments are done by the retailer to the wholesaler and information again is passed both ways. And finally, it goes to the consumer. Dear friends, there are different levels of distribution. I'm going to talk about it. I'm just now telling you that what is the marketing flow in a channel system. So if you look at producer to the wholesaler, to the retailer, to the consumer. So in between the producer and the consumer, we have two people. So we will say this is two level of distribution because there are two people in between. Now, I will talk about it a little more as we move ahead in the next slides. What is the channel choice? How do you make a channel choice? How many people have to be there in between? How do we go about making channel choices? Okay, so one, we need to understand the channel choices that we are going to make depends on the product that we are marketing, the product that we are selling. It depends upon the market. See, for an example, if you look at a FMCG market, or if you look at pharmaceutical market, you know, their market and the product per se normally follow a particular channel of distribution. For an example, since I spoke about the FMCG and the pharmaceutical, people who are there in these companies probably would have seen that the producer probably gives a particular product to the agent, or sometimes their own CNFA agent, and from there it is distributed to the wholesalers. The wholesalers from there go and give it to the retailer, and the retailer I mean, the consumer buys it from the retailer. Now, that's the way normally FMCG or pharmaceutical distribution happens. But if it's a B2B business, for an example, the same pharmaceutical company may want to directly deal with a big hospital or a government, let's say. Government for their hospital wants to buy these products, maybe medicines. So they may go directly. So B2B. So when they go directly there, there's a different channel which they are using. So B2B transactions are normally shorter durations or shorter intermediaries, shorter channels compared to a B2C. To me, I say zero level distribution is when a producer directly sells to the customer. Direct marketing, we'll talk about it. Directly sell, zero level I say. Second level, I as a producer sell to one wholesaler, the wholesaler sells it to the consumer, okay? Or I directly sell to the retailer and the retailer sells it to the consumer. In between the manufacturer and the consumer, there is one person who is the retailer, and therefore we say first level of distribution. Second level, I'm a producer, sell to a wholesaler. Wholesaler sells to the retailer. Retailer sells to the consumer. So in between the producer and the consumer, two people, wholesaler and retailer. So it's called as the second level of distribution. Third level, manufacturer gives it to an agent. Agent gives it to the wholesaler. Wholesaler gives it to the retailer. And retailer gives it to the consumer. In between the producer and the consumer, how many people? Three. Third level distribution. Dear friends, most of the time in a B2B product or a business industrial marketing or a B2B business, it is a shorter channel that people use, maybe zero level or one level. But whenever it comes to selling to the trade, making the product available at various places, we normally use a longer channel, maybe a second or a third level. Right? So the type of channel choice therefore depends on the product, the market, the middlemen involved, the environment in the market, the company. What is the company's policy? Depending on the company's policy, you will have the channel choice. Because see, dear friends, every independent intermediary that we have in this particular channel, obviously, they will not work free. You have to give them some commission. Let's say 10%. So every additional intermediary is additional cost to the company. Is it not? So company may also decide that what is the kind of channel choice that they would like to make. Competitors, what are the competitors doing? We need to understand that. What is the type of channel the competition has? Therefore, I can safely say this, friends, that different businesses, different markets follow normally, underlined, exceptions are always there. Normally, a particular flow, a particular level of distribution. And that is what any company which comes in normally follows that. Okay, exceptions are there. The same thing which I just talked about, see this particular graph or picture or whatever you call it. See, you have manufacturers. So I have already spoken about first level, second level, third level and fourth level. And from shorter channels, you move on to longer channels. And what is a longer channel? If you look at one, you directly sell, manufacturer sells to a small or own shop, they have their own thing and they sell it direct. Zero level, I've spoken about. Zero level. Many companies, Amway, L'Oreal, you know, you see these guys have Tupperware, so many people have direct levels, you know. Then you go to the second level where they sell it probably to a wholesaler, retailer, consumer. I've already spoken about this, dear. Shorter channels and longer channels. And when we use this shorter channel and longer channel, most of the time the previous one which I talked about If you are in FMCG, if you are in consumer goods, if you are in pharmaceutical, you normally follow that depending upon whether you are selling to the trade, which is to the market, or whether you are selling to an institution. So institution in FMCG will have mostly direct sales, or one intermediary is in between. Whereas in case of a market, retail, it may have a higher or a larger or a longer channel. Whereas in industrial products, I said this dear, the graph very clearly shows this, most of the time it is a direct thing. For an example, I am manufacturing a compressor and you are a company manufacturing refrigerator. You need a compressor for your refrigerator. So I as a business directly sell to you, direct sales, one company to another company. Many a times, suppose that requires services, so you probably may have a sales service agent which you may put, who will actually help in sales and also do servicing. So you could have an agent in between, and this agent probably is an intermediary between the two companies. Or suppose you are an industrial product, an industry, but you sell products which are supposed to be stocked, maybe consumable. What do? Chemicals, let's say chemicals, okay? A pharmaceutical company requires to manufacture medicine, requires some drugs as raw material, and you are a company selling on manufacturing this raw material. Now you may sell directly, that's here, but maybe small companies are there. So you may decide to even have an industrial distributor who keeps the stock of these chemicals and then supply it to the company which manufactures the pharmaceutical product, in an example which I just told you. Are you clear? Very, very simple, dear. Very simple. So the decision, channel decision, the first problem of a channel design, which particular channel we would like to use, is whether, you have to decide, whether we want a direct sale to the consumer or whether we want an indirect sale. So as a company, I need to decide that. Do I want to sell through middlemen? I have to decide that. The selection of these middlemen begins with the knowledge of the ultimate customer, the needs of the customer, the wants of the customer, the desires of the customer, the aspirations of the customer, the demand of the customer. And we need to understand the needs and desires that the customer has when it comes to distribution services. So we need to understand that, dear. And then we need to take a decision that what we need to do, shorter, direct, or we go about with a longer channel. The company must choose whether to attempt an extensive distribution, whether very selective, or the third one is exclusive. The company needs to decide that. Or it could also decide that we need a combination of them for certain customer. The company needs to decide that, dear friends. Let us look at what are these three. So in order to cover the market, the company could go for extensive distribution. As the word suggests, dear, extensive means you need to make it available at every nook and corner where the consumer wants to get and buy the product. Extensive distribution is essentially done for products where the price may be low. Sab jagah available kiya. FMCG product agar hoga, you see bread, you see blade, you see shampoos, you see soaps, small unit price, made available everywhere, extensive distribution, you know. Buying is frequent and brand switching is a very common phenomena, because you know you say I want to buy a Bisleri, he gives you Aquafina, you pay 10 rupees if it's a 500 ml and go back home, you know. So brand switching very, 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 very rampant, you know. So you need to have these extensive distribution, making the product available extensively as possible. Second, selective. You go for selective distribution. Now when special services are needed, for an example, you have manufactured some very special good cosmetic. and you want to sell it very organized way, and you decide that I would like to sell it only through the chemist. So what do you do is you do selective distribution. Your cosmetics are sold only through the chemist network. The number of outlet at each level of distribution is limited, therefore, in a given geographic area. Compare the first two, which I have just said. I am manufacturing cosmetic, I want maybe a price of, let's say lipstick. Okay, the price of a lipstick, let's say, is 50 rupees. I want to make it extensively available. So wherever possible, I make it available. In the second case, I am making some very special item. Maybe something which is going to probably, you know, a lipstick which probably has got some medicinal value maybe. I'm just giving an example. I don't know whether such a product is available, not to my mind as of now. But probably, you know, I know, you know, when they use a lipstick, probably, you know, the chapped lips or, you know, it probably helps, you know, restore probably the skin or whatever. And you want to make this available only through chemist. So what do? Selective. And now the third one is exclusive, sir. What is exclusive? You will make exclusive distribution. You would probably give a sole agency, a sole distributorship, exclusive distribution, you know. Such type of distribution is very useful in special consumer specialty goods, you see. Now many companies have their own exclusive shop. For an example, World of Titan. You see, World of Titan showroom. They have only Titan watches, but Titan watches are also maybe available with certain selective big showrooms also, is it not? It's available. So you know, this is a multi-brand showroom, so they keep Titan, they keep some other brands also. You go to a lifestyle, you get inside and you will see, you know, the watch counter may have imported watch, Indian watch, different kinds. So this is available there also. So as a manufacturer, Titan has gone in for exclusive distribution as World of Titan showroom. Only Titan. And have also gone for selective distributors or distribution and making it available there. So in order to cover the market, companies need to decide what is the kind of distribution that we would go for our range of product or service. Is it one of these three or is it a combination of these three? Are you clear? Very simple. Let's look at therefore the channel of distribution. The first channel I've already said, manufacturer directly to the consumer, direct sales, manufacturer to the retailer, to the consumer, ultimate consumer, right? Third one is manufacturer, wholesaler, retailer, consumer, I've already talked about. Fourth one, manufacturer, agent, wholesaler, consumer, retailer, consumer, right? In between the manufacturer and consumer, how many people here, beta? Three people. So the level of distribution we say is three. The fifth one, wherein manufacturer to wholesaler and wholesaler directly to the consumer or user. And the sixth one we can do is manufacturer sells to the distributor, distributor sells to the wholesaler, wholesaler sells to the retailer, retailer sells to the user. Dear friends, you can use any combination. A particular company may use different combination in different, like I gave an example of a pharmaceutical company, let's say Ranbaxy is going and their medical representatives are going and talking to all the doctors across the geographical area. Patient comes to the general practitioner or the specialist, they write their product, the patient goes to the chemist and buy their product. In this, they probably may have an agent, wholesaler, wholesaler, retailer, and consumer buys from the retailer. But Ranbaxy is wanting to strike a deal with, let's say, Apollo Group of Hospital. And Apollo Group of Hospital wants to basically get and come into a rate contract with them and say that, dear, for all my group of hospitals which are there, I would have to have a central rate contract with you. And therefore, they may get into that rate contract, bulk business, and may directly, Ranbaxy deals with the Apollo Hospital or the group of Apollo Hospital. and finalize the rate contract. So the same company could use different channel, different tactics, or they could also keep one hospital distributor in between who probably channelizes this entire thing. So maybe a direct Ranbaxy to Apollo, or maybe Ranbaxy to a middleman to Apollo, or Ranbaxy to Apollo with an agent in between, a liaison agent who helps Ranbaxy getting that business, who help Ranbaxy service this account, who help Ranbaxy to see that the order is being taken. They call it liaison agent. You take the order from hospital, send it to Ranbaxy. Ranbaxy send the stocks, could be directly to Apollo, and this man goes, follows it up, gets the payment, gives it to Ranbaxy. So this also could be an arrangement which people do. So various kinds of arrangements that are there, which is done in distributions, depending on the product, depending on the market, depending on the competition, depending on the customer, depending on various attribute, what is it that you need to see there?